Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims, Their Beliefs, and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. We are completing our topic of the credibility of the Bible. And let me start by saying, we know counterfeit currency can be made after the authorized one is first given. Okay? What is the standard that we use to examine currency to see if it is authentic or counterfeit? Do we use the original authorized currency or a recent one? Obviously, the same principle applies when we ask if a book is God's word or not. Of course, the standard should be the earlier holy books, not the most recent book. And to remind you, the Bible existed hundreds of years before Muhammad was born, before the Quran came to exist. Okay, it is not possible, as some Muslims claim, that God first sent the Torah, the Zabur, the Psalms, and the Injil, the Gospel, and then allowed them to be corrupted. Even the Quran indicates harmony with this principle, for in Surah 1094, we read a command is given to Muhammad and to all Muslims to treat the Bible as the primary source of enlightenment. The verse reads, "If thou wert in doubt as to what we have revealed unto thee, then ask those who have been reading the book from before thee." Another point, how could it possibly benefit the Jews or the Christians to corrupt their holy scriptures? What purpose or benefit would it have been to the Christians and the Jews to corrupt their own holy scriptures? Why then would they continue to believe their scripture? If they had done this, how could they bring themselves to pass it on to their children? Such an allegation is irrational. Well, some Muslims claim the Bible may have contained the prophecies related to Muhammad and that they were deleted. Well, I say, where is the evidence? If such prophecies were originally found in the Bible, Christians and Jews would have acknowledged Muhammad immediately. They would have followed him and benefited by sharing in the spoils given to Muslims at the conquest of Persia, Syria, Palestine, Egypt, and many other lands. In the Torah, God warned the Jews, "Do not add to what I command you, and do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I given you." Deuteronomy 4, verse 2. Also read Deuteronomy 12, verse 32. If such prophecies about Muhammad did exist, why would Jews and Christians bring upon themselves and their beloved children sufferings here on earth and forever by eliminating those prophecies? In fact, the temptation would be greater to try to find the prophecies of Muhammad rather than to eliminate any. For example, by becoming Muslims, they could have avoided a disadvantaged status as a minority at the time when Muhammad died and Islam was spreading rapidly through conquest. Also, you read in the Bible, you will find many statements and paragraphs that show the bad actions and sins of many Jewish religious leaders and people. It does not make any sense that the Jews corrupted the Bible without deleting all the negative words that still exist all over the Bible against them. Okay, now we move to a different point. Now, the gospel is God's glad news. While I was talking with one of my dear Muslim friends, he told me the Quran mentions only one gospel, but the Bible has four gospels. Well, I answered, the word gospel refers to the glad news of God's love toward everyone, which came to us through Jesus Christ. Gospel means good news. It is interesting to read in the Quran, in Surah 3, behold, the angel said, O Mary, Allah gives thee glad tidings of a word from him. His name will be Christ Jesus. Wow. The glad news provided in the gospel for the human race and for you, my Muslim friend, was written by clear revelation from God. It shows us how we can be saved from hell and enjoy eternal life with God. We know from reading the Bible that Jesus Christ, a living person, is the perfect revelation of God to the human race. And we'll talk about that in future programs. We read in the gospel that Jesus went throughout Galilee proclaiming the good news, gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. We read that in Matthew 4. Thereafter, Jesus commanded his disciples to proclaim the gospel, the good news, which he revealed to them, to all people of the world. We know that from Acts 1, verse 8, and Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. The gospel tells us that the Messiah, the Savior who was foretold by the prophets, has come. Wow! That's good news! Now, divine inspiration comes from the Holy Spirit, my Muslim friend. There is only one gospel and one Messiah, Jesus. God inspired Jesus' apostles through the guidance of the Holy Spirit to tell us about the person, life, and teachings of Jesus. The Bible states, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. This verse means God breathed his words and thoughts through his selected messengers. God is the ultimate author of the message and doctrine of the gospel. We will continue our topic next program, but before we end, we want to make sure that we pray. Now, pray for me, because our materials and our evangelistic book, we put it in the hands of so many Muslims recently, and we pray that God will use it to help so many Muslims enjoy his love and salvation. Pray for me. I am making an effort to broadcast our radio program nationally, and I am making efforts to get into satellite TV and many, many evangelistic projects, and we really need prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we surrender our lives to you, God. motivate us, equip us, guide us, God. Equip our fellowships to share Jesus effectively with Muslims and to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
My Muslim friend, God wants you to know that Jesus came and he died, was crucified, and he rose from the dead. And if you put your faith in him, that he died to pay the penalty for your sins, you will be saved. All you need to do is repent. You can pray this prayer after me if you mean it from all your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus, that he came to manifest your love, and he came to save me from paying the penalty for my sins. God, I put my faith in Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer, God. I believe in your love. I want to receive your love. I receive Jesus. Thank you, God, for helping me to understand. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you.
Today and always, until we meet again, peace, salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.